You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, some 3,000 journalists descend upon Detroit for the annual National Association of Black Journalists annual convention. The NABJ has not held its big convention in Detroit since 1992. Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley is the honorary convention co-chair. She's taking a moment to be with us now. Rochelle, you stop and you think, 1992, Coleman Young was still mayor of Detroit. So much has happened in these 26 years.
This is almost like Back to the Future. People are going to be stunned by where we are now. We don't have flying cars yet, but they're working on it out of what used to be the worst site of ruined porn in America, but is now going to be the Michigan Central Station for self-driving cars. So it's a whole different place now.
And why did the NABJ choose Detroit for this year's convention?
It was Detroit's turn. Everybody in the world, and when I say the world, I mean around the globe, is coming to Detroit, the comeback city, the place where, oh, wait a minute, we never thought that this would happen. And it's happening. So they want to see it. They want to be a part of it. And it just seemed to make sense.
And how do local NABJ members like you, how do you plan to put a Detroit feel to the 5 days of this convention?
Well, we're going to keep it real. For instance, one of the things that we did was a local magazine that sort of highlighted some of the things that you can only find in Detroit. I mean, we all know about Faygo and we know about, you know, the things that are made here, but there are people here who you can't find anyplace else, you know, Henry the Hatter and Burt's and the DIA. You know, everybody has a museum, but nobody has our museum. I think that the main thing is just to give them all things Detroit. On top of that, you don't have to be a journalist to enjoy NABJ. We have a lot of public events that will talk about things that are happening here, this National Town Hall on Diversity, where they're going to talk about Detroit's renaissance and whether it's real for everyone. That's tonight on the eve of the convention, right over at Hockey Town Cafe in that city theater.
And that's open to anybody, right?
That's open to the public, open to the public.
Okay.
And we've got a big reception and fundraiser tonight at Little Caesars Arena. Little Caesars Arena wasn't even a thought in somebody's head 20, you know, years ago. Well, maybe, you know, Mr. I. But that is something that didn't exist that they'll see. Dan Gilbert and Quicken Loans has embraced this convention like no other CEO and company in our history. They're doing so many different activities. They're doing that day of entrepreneurial service where instead of going out and building a Habitat for Humanity house, we're going to help small businesses learn how to build good relationships with the media.
You know, I want to take a moment and kind of dig into that. So you're going to have top journalists, top PR people, and sitting there in front of, you know, small business owners and nonprofit groups and helping them how? What kind of advice will they be offering?
Well, there's three components of it. The first thing we're going to do is help with their social media and branding. No small business and no nonprofit that wants to make some money should be existing without being on the web. If you don't have a website where somebody can Google you, which is literally like how people determine whether you're legitimate these days, you have to do that. Those are things that can be set up like in 15 minutes. We're going to talk about handling crises. If you make a mistake and you're trying to figure out how to handle that with the media, they're going to do that, including some mock scenarios and mock interviews. And the other thing is just how to build a good relationship with the media. You don't send out a press release to someone you don't know the day before an event and get mad because nobody shows up. So lots of real practical tips.
Rochelle, what can this convention do to kind of attack the issue of diversity in newsrooms?
Well, the one big thing that NABJ has always prided itself on was making sure that companies, and we have the biggest career fair of any media organization in the country, those folks come out and they get to meet the journalists that we give an opportunity to meet them, and they get to see how much talent there is and who these people are. And sometimes it's just a matter of meeting someone. I can tell you that 50% of NABJ members for years got their jobs through that NABJ job fair, where you go through, you meet people, you give them your resume. It's an amazing opportunity to see someone you might not otherwise see, or to meet someone that you didn't realize you were looking for, and bring people into your newsroom who look like a lot of the people in your city.
Journalists are coming to this NABJ convention in a year when the current occupant of the Oval Office has branded you all as enemy of the people. How are you hoping this convention helps people respond to these ongoing attacks?
Well, as much as we can blame Donald Trump for a lot of that, and he deserves blame for a lot of that, some of it is our fault. We have got to get back to our basics. That means people who are columnists like me and opinion writers journalists like me or opinion commentators, they're one category. People who are supposed to be bringing you the news that's balanced, that tells you both sides of a story, that's reporters. We've had a lot of reporters letting, because of their frustration and anger at what's going on in America, let opinions seep into what they're doing. We can't do that. We have to keep it honest. We have to keep it real so that people trust us and know that what we're trying to explain to them is something that's as close to the truth as we can bring them. So this is another opportunity for us to teach that, to do that, and to show people that we know that we need to work on it.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley, honorary co-chair of the annual convention of the National Association of Black Journalists that is running through Sunday in Detroit. Rochelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.